boys can come and go, leave you feeling low. Instead of a coming in, you're coming in, coming with me, girl. But there you are.
This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's whore with a W. Brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios.
Let me follow your lonesome half bottle of wine. Oh, you hide me away in a drawer, and that's fine. I don't mind the shame, babe, if I get you.
Hello, Brunch Club, and welcome to another episode of Sex and Waffles. I'm your host, Joy Nystrom. And we are almost to voting season. It's been voting. I hope you're casting your votes early, mailing them in, doing all the things, and getting out there on November 3rd to vote. And yeah, I will say that 1,000 times over again, because 1/3 of this country did not vote last time there was an election. Okay, so do your part. Vote. Do whatever you gotta do. Okay? Track your ballots too. Apparently things are getting hacked. So what a time to be alive. Another day in 2020. Does anything shock us anymore? No, not so much. I ran a marathon by myself the other day. Literally 26.2 miles around my town. I thought I created a downhill flat course for myself. It was 12 miles of uphill. The first 12. So I was pretty cooked by mile 12. And then miles 19 through 21 were also uphill. I'm not sure if I just enjoyed torturing myself or if I actually had fun. No, I really did have fun. It was a good time. I love running marathons. I love running. It was a very pretty day. I videoed like the whole experience and I just had so much fun with it. But also running makes me like super horny. So after my marathon, I was like, I want to smash, but you know, no dicks to be found. And I also was like super tired and like, you know, a little sore. Your body after a marathon is like, I don't know. Have you ever seen like an old man like walk and like their hips just like don't work properly? That's how it kind of feels. If you've never run a marathon and you've never felt that way, it's like it's the same feeling as if you haven't got fucked in a while and then you just get like a good fuck. Like you have a good fuck session and you like can't really walk, or you've had like a really big dick in you and you just kind of like waddle a little bit. Because there's like a phantom dick in you. No one believes me about this. Like men like don't believe me that sometimes like there's like a phantom dick in you. Like they'll fuck you and then it feels like there's still a dick inside of you after their dick has in fact left you. Like they could keep pretending to fuck you. I probably wouldn't even notice because of that phantom dick. Anybody else feel that phantom dick in them for spooky season? That's the real ghosting, when you leave your dick inside me. What up? Also, I've never understood ghosting. Like, let's just discuss this for a hot second, since it's spooky season. I could props do a whole episode on it, but, like, we've all been ghosted. Some of you listening are probably the ghosters. What's up? Casper. How you doing? I mean, we could be, like, Ghostbusters and, like, call somebody. Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters. Actually, I'm gonna make that a thing. If you get ghosted, please call me and refer to me as Ghostbusters. I'm gonna play the music and then I'm gonna like go bust some ghosts. Like Mythbusters, Ghostbusters, dating edition. The thing I don't get about ghosting though is like, why can't we just send a simple text that's like, hey, I'm just not into this anymore. It was a good time. Okay, thanks, bye. Or like a gif. I don't fucking know. A thumbs down? Like, why can't there be, or just like a ghost? Honestly, why can't we just send like a ghost emoji? That would be better than the ghosting thing. And everyone's like, oh, if they ghost you, like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Okay, but like, I don't get bothered by ghosting. But sometimes I think people are just like busy, which like they are. Like, I genuinely forget to respond to texts until like days later. And like sometimes when I'm not on my phone I try really hard not to be on my phone, but like when people text me, I try to respond immediately because the way my brain works, if I do not respond immediately to you, I will not respond. I will forget. It's not a priority in my brain. So I always try to immediately respond. So I always look super over eager to respond to people's texts. And I don't expect that from other people. Like other people could text me like a month later and I would have like no qualms about it. The thing about ghosting that gets me though is like you're trying to make plans and then someone just like never responds. And I'm just like, oh, like maybe they like forgot to like look at the text. So I'll send like a couple texts, not to be annoying or not to be like, hey, like, what's up? Like, hey, like, are you ghosting me? It's genuinely because I'm so annoyed because I'm like, okay, like we were trying to make plans. You said like, meet me at this date and time and then just like ghost. Could you like just send a ghost emoji at least or like a Casper GIF? I don't know. Or just send Ghostbusters. Okay, like, if you're gonna ghost someone, at least be like, I don't, like, be nice about it. Like, you don't, I just don't understand the whole, like, let's just ghost them. Maybe, like, if you've been talking for, like, a short period of time, like, I think it's, like, kind of fine to just kind of let a lot of the conversation. But I also think we're all adults here. Why can't we just send a simple text that just says, hey, like, I'm not really into it. And never talk to them again. I just don't get why we have to, like, just never talk to them again. Because when people do it, they do it intentionally. And that's fine if that's your MO. It's just, like, annoying. Like, it's not even that I get, like, butt hurt or, like, upset about it. It's just genuinely annoying. Like, if you don't want to have sex with me anymore, just tell me you don't want to have sex with me anymore. Like, just verbally say things, and then I'll be like, oh, okay, like, that's fine. Or, like, if you're, like, don't like me, be like, hey, I don't like you. I'll be like, oh, okay, like, that's cool. Like, I've been rejected to a Sadie fucking Hawkins dance. I can take your fucking rejection, okay? Like, it's not a big deal. We'll all move on. I'll probably eat some Ben and Jerry's and drink some wine about it, but, you know, like, that's my problem. That's not even a problem. It's just, like, that's a solution. Ben and Jerry's is always a solution. I wish they sponsored me. I would fucking promote the shit out of them. Ben and Jerry's, if you're listening, I would love to work for you and sponsor you. Yeah, please sponsor me. But seriously, like, we all deal with all these things in our lives. And, like, some boy telling me that he's not into me is, like, the least of my worries. Like, I genuinely am just trying to make a schedule for the next, like, 2 months of my life. And, like, if you want to be a part of it, like, that's why I obnoxiously try and text you to, like, see if you want to hang out. Not because I'm like, oh my God, we need to hang out. Are you ghosting me? I just am trying to schedule my life. And, you know, like, this is the other thing. This is the other thing that fucking gets me. Men are always like, I love crazy women. Oh my God. Like all of them. They just like get hard on like a fucking crazy girl. And then like the second you're like crazy, they're like, whoa, whoa. Like that was a bit too far. Like, whoa, they get a little scared. I don't know what happens. You go like slightly crazy on them. Not even crazy. Just like you try to make fucking plans for the evening and they're like, oh my God, she's insane. I can't even fucking handle this. Like on to the next, need to ghost her, move to someone else. Like, just stop ghosting people. Like, just send an email. Send a fucking handwritten letter. Actually, I would like to make that a thing, okay? Instead of ghosting, we handwrite letters. Like, you know how you still get rejection letters in the mail sometimes, like, months and months later? And it's like, dear Joy, we're so sorry, but you are not the best candidate for this available job. I'm just going to start writing people letters and be like, dear Chad, unfortunately, you did not get the position of fuck buddy, friends with benefits, or boyfriend. I'm sorry. Thank you for your kind endeavors and your penis. It's been lovely. Best regards, Joy. I think that would be very funny. I try to say things like, I'm like, okay, I think that would be funny. But like, if you're playing with people's emotions, like at some point, like it's actually not funny. Like, I don't think it's funny to fuck with people's emotions. Like, I really don't. Because, you know, like, people can get really upset by things. And then, like, one second, you know, some boy's in love with you, and then you turn him into a fuck boy. I'm not saying it's your fault he's a fuck boy, okay? That is society's fault. But I am saying, like, sometimes we're unexpectedly mean to someone, and I could fucking wreck their whole world, okay? So, like, just be, like, be nice. I don't know. I don't, like, just be a Casper. If you're gonna ghost, be, a Casper, the friendly ghost, and make it, like, a pleasurable experience for all. But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if you could at least make it funny. Like, it doesn't have to be mean. It doesn't have to be rude. It doesn't have to be, like, super serious. Okay, unless you were, like, dating for, like, 7 months. Like, when you just ghost someone like that, that's just fucking weird. At that point, it's not even, like, rude. It is rude. But it's weird. It's weird. They're like, okay, I just spent 7 months with this person, and I'm just gonna disappear. Like, as women, sometimes we think that we should file a missing persons report. Like, it's not that we're like, oh my God, he ghosted me. We're genuinely concerned. If a woman disappears like that, if a woman ghosted us, we'd be like, wait, like, is she okay? Like, do I need to call the cops? Did she get taken? Okay, men ghost us and we're like, is he okay? Is he alive? Genuinely, that's always my first thought. I'm like, is he alive? Like, I don't know, like, I'm just a caring, kind person. But also, that's the first thing I always think. I'm like, are you alive? I don't know. So this cuffing season, whether you are cuffed or uncuffed, remember to be kind with your spookiness and ghosting. And send a letter. I just actually think that'd be pretty great. Like, send a fucking rejection letter. Whatever. Like, write it down. Maybe you could explain the reasons as to why you ghosted them and why you decided to be a fucking weirdo. But if you are participating in cuffing season, I want to discuss that. I want to discuss the, so what are we? I think that this is something that, like, bothers me. I see nothing wrong with relationships. I have no problem with relationships. I think relationships are great. I think they can be cool, whatever. I don't hate on relationships. I think they're great. But at the same time, I think we're always in such a rush to get into the relationships. So we talk to someone for 2 weeks and then we're like, okay, we need to make a decision on, like, are we dating or are we not? And, you know, I think, obviously, this is my fucking opinion, but it always comes down to, well, like, what am I going to call him? What am I going to refer to him as? What am I going to call her? Like, how do I tell people about her when I introduce them? Like, when I bring them around my friends, like, what do I say? I think there's such an easy way to address this. And it's like, this is Todd. And that's all I have to say. Like, this is Todd. Like, this is my friend Todd. Like, this is Todd, period. Like, I don't think you have to be like, this is Todd. And, like, you give them that, like, look and you're like, he's my, he's my friend. And you just give them that kind of, like, death stare and, like, long sentence where you're like, you soak in every syllable of friend because you're like, I want to be more than friends. But, like, Todd doesn't want to be more than friends because Todd doesn't want to commit because Todd's afraid of relationships. And I think that's totally fair, though. But I think here's the line. I think here's the line of where to know, where to go. I think you have to tell people how you feel. If you have feelings for them and you're, like, doing the whole fuck buddy, friends with benefits, whatever. If you, like, I like you and I cannot carry on without being your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever people label things as these days. Then, and if they say no, then it's either, okay, then I'm fine with the situation as it is, or I have to end this situation and on to the next. And there's nothing wrong with either of those. But I think you have to know your boundaries. I think there's nothing wrong with being like, hey, I like you. And someone being like, hey, I like you too, but I don't want to date you. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that you all have to be on the same page. And if you're gonna be, like, friends with benefits or fuck buddies, you have to, our favorite word, gentlemen, looking at you, not calling you out or anything, but our favorite word, communication. Ooh, communication. Let's all say it together now. Communication. You have to communicate because if you I'm gonna speak to the dudes, because I do feel like dudes are more of like, we're just fucking, like, it's fine, like, I put my dick in her, and, like, we're acting like we're dating, but we're not dating, but it's, like, totally cool. You have to be crystal fucking clear with that girl that you're, like, acting like she's your girlfriend and whatnot, but you're not dating. You gotta be clear. You are not dating. And I don't say that in a mean way. I don't say that in a way that's, like, trying to degrade anyone who's in those situations. I'm saying that in a way because on the other side, this guy's treating you all nice. He's like eating you out. And you're like, really, that's what we're all in relationships for. We just want someone to lick our fucking pussy because it's so fucking hard to find. Someone makes us orgasm and our brain is like, marry him. And you're like, no, I'm trying not to. Like, I'm just trying to fuck him. I'm trying to fuck like a dude. And we're just like, cool. But the girl brain is like, and I'm like, that's not a knock on women. Our brains are literally wired to want to be with something that makes us orgasm. Why do you think we fucking love our vibrators so much? I'm like, that's why men are so afraid of them. Men are so afraid of our vibrators because we're so attached to them and our vibrators make us come more than they do. What up? Like those guys in the bedroom that are like, oh, we can't use a vibrator during bed. Sir, why not? I was like, I've used a vibrator before, and like, I'm sure as fuck it's touching the guy's balls. And like, I don't know if it's pleasurable for him or not, but you know what? If he doesn't like it, he fucking sucks it up so I can get off. And that is a real fucking gentleman. A man that fucks you from behind, lets you use your vibrator, and his balls are fucking slamming into it and vibrating it too, but he lets you get off. What a fucking gentlemen, okay? But then there's these men out here who are like, oh no, I'll do all the work, sweetheart. And you're like, no, like, you're fucking not, Brad. Brad, I'm sorry, but like, you're not gonna get the job done. I like your dick. It's great, but it's 3 inches long, and there's a lot of positions we can't do because of your dick. And that's okay. That's okay, Brad. We're fine with that. But we need help. I don't know. Shove a butt plug in me. Shove another vibrator in me. Put a cock ring on it. I don't know. You don't have to get a dick extender, but either learn to use your hands or let me use a vibrator in bed. And don't tell me no. Like, any man that tells you no to toys in bed, leave him. Leave his fucking, chop him. Get rid of him. If he's like, oh no, we can't use that dildo. We don't play like that, boys. If I want to use a fucking dildo in bed while you eat me out, I'm going to fucking use a dildo in bed. If I want you to just shove a dildo in me and that's what I ask, then that's what I fucking ask. And maybe I'll let you put your dick in me later. I don't fucking know. Maybe it's fucking weird foreplay. Who fucking knows? Or maybe I just like different sizes and varieties. I'm trying to spice up the relationship, so I use different dicks. Okay, it's not offensive. And let's all stop getting offended by plastic fucking toys. That's like if a girl walked into a boy's room and he had all his fucking action figures out, and we all were like, you know, what the fuck is this plastic toy? Were you looking at this fucking Avatar all day? Oh, you getting off to your little action figures? Yeah, probably. You seen Grandma's Boy? He gets off to action figures. I believe a lot of people are getting off to action figures out there, okay? We're not getting insulted by your stupid fucking toys, so don't get insulted by ours. Bring it down to 10. Okay. Stop getting insulted by a rubber dick. I do really want to start like slapping people with dildos though, because I think it'd be like really funny. They just like walk into your house and you're like, whop, 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 whop. I don't know if it would be painful or not, but I do think it would be funny. Like, I have this one that's like 2 feet long. It's like a double dildo. I, honest to God, do not understand it. It's also like really flimsy, and I just sometimes I'm like, I don't understand why these dildos are so like soft. Like, I need a hard dick, extra hot and extra large, as Cardi B informed us. If he doesn't let you use lube, get rid of him. If he doesn't let you use toys, get rid of him. If he's opposed to a vibrator, get rid of him. And if he doesn't eat you out, get fucking rid of him. We don't have time for that. We do not have time for that in our lives. So boys, let's see you shape up, get rid of your dick insecurities, let us use our toys, and you know what? We give you the gift of our vagina, and we get to have everything else in the bedroom, okay? Like, that's how it works. Like, that is how it works. You reside inside me, obviously. You are the peasant, I am the queen, and I get to control it, okay? I'm just saying, like, not all men are peasants. You aren't peasants. You guys are great, and I love you dearly. I'm just saying, like, if you're inside me, I make the rules. Like, okay? Like, you got hard, and I gave you a home rent-free. Okay? Okay. Now that we've had that conversation. So, yeah, like, I think when you're having the, like, so what are we talk, first of all, I think you should. If you are developing feelings and you want to go further, you have to mention it. You have to mention it, because if you don't, then you're going to sit there with that all the time, and then it's going to drive you fucking insane. Everything they do is going to drive you crazy. But if you mention it and they're like, yeah, no, I'm not into dating you, you either have two options. You either leave and find someone else who is willing to date you, or you hang around and have good sex with a friend and focus on yourself. It is whatever you want it to be. It can be. I think friends with benefits can only work if you communicate. Okay. And I think that also means sometimes, like, you've got to check in. Like, you've got to be like, hey, like, are you still okay with things? Like, hey, like, things, I don't know. Like, I think you just got to, like, check in, because as much as people hate communication and they don't want to do it, like, that's going to be make it or break it for you, for between you ghosting someone and you not having to ghost them. Okay. And yeah. I mean, I've put myself out there 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, rejected me. And you know what? I'm still here today to tell the tales of it, and I still get laid. So, what are you? What do you want to be? But mostly, are you doing it because you need a way to introduce them to your friends? Because if so, I just feel like that's not a proper reason to put a label on it. Because if you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. And this episode has been brought to you by Beyonce. Because I am obviously amazing. Yeah, recap. I don't even know what I said today. Thank you. Let women use toys in the bedroom. And if you need to have a talk about what you are, today's your day, buttercups, because cuffing season is upon you. Spooky season is here. Don't ghost or write them a letter, okay? That's all I have for you guys this week. Stay hard. You can follow me on Instagram at the joy of waffles. I am Moss Hosanna Joy on Instagram. You can email me, therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com. And that's all the things for this week.